everybody.
Oh, oh my God. This is Doubtfire.
Are you here?
I was waiting for you to see if you guys would figure out that.
I'm pretty sure
you've
done that before.
She has. And we caught it then, too. So it's not like a missed opportunity.
It's me. It's Mrs. Doubtfire.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Anyways, hey, everybody, welcome back to the Tipsy Ghosts. We're your tipsy hosts, Sarah, and Lindsay.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Surprise.
Help is on the way.
Jerry.
And that is all I know, I think, for Mrs. Doubtfire.
I came from nowhere, but okay. Hi.
I was thinking about it.
In case you guys don't know, it is tis the season for Christmas cheer.
Tis the damn season.
Mm-hmm. Is I want to know what some of your favorite Christmas traditions are.
Turns out I don't have very many, apparently.
You don't say. Tell me more about that one.
I like to watch movies with my kids. That's
Christmas
really about
movies?
It. Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite Christmas movies?
So I know most people think Harry Potter is a Halloween movie, but it's a Christmas movie.
It's
Christmas
all seasons. Series.
Okay, I can see that. But I typically like rewatch all of them around Christmas. And now that I have my Harry Potter lights, we turn those on and we sit down in the living room and watch it. It was very cool.
Okay, is that your favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, no. My favorite Christmas movie is How the Grinch Stole Christmas, but there is a ranking.
Okay.
They're all excellent.
Yeah.
Okay. All of them. My favorite one is not what you think.
Really? Is it the Benedict Cumberbatch one?
The cartoon?
Yes. Yeah. That's your favorite, isn't it?
The most recent one?
Yes.
Yes.
That's my favorite.
I knew it.
That is
my
favorite.
Mine is Jim Carrey's. I
love that
one.
That's
second. And then third is the original because it's nostalgic.
Yeah.
I like Home Alone 1 and 2.
Okay.
I don't like after 2.
3?
And so 3? 3 and 4 were not good. There's a fourth.
Oh, no 4?
No, I don't like the fourth one either. Those, The Grinch, obviously, and then Elf.
Oh, I love Elf. Yeah.
Elf.
Classic.
My brother's favorite Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life. And I want to fall asleep out of boredom every Christmas
Eve. For real?
I've never seen it.
It is a very good movie, but every year it is not. It gets boring.
It's a good movie, but every year
it's
like not.
I'm watching it repeated. I've seen it like 20 plus times now in my life.
Mm-mm.
But it is a good movie. You should watch it at least once. So yes, watching Christmas movies is a good one for me. We have a lot of fun traditions. Like we go and look at lights and stuff like that too. And Christmas jammies.
Yeah.
Do all that. Make a happy birthday Jesus cake on Christmas Eve.
Sounds very much like something you would do. Now you can make a Krampus cake.
I could make a Krampus cake.
Okay. Sarah and I can make a Krampus cake and you can make...
What's it going to look like?
It'll be a surprise. Devilish horns.
If you put hair on it.
Sorry. Coarse hair.
Coarse hair.
And a big sack.
A big basket. Santa has the sack.
Oh, sorry. A big stick. My bad.
A big stick.
Yeah.
Just stick it out of it.
Birch stick.
Cake sounds delicious.
Thank you. It's going to be marble cake.
Can we actually do this?
Make a Krampus cake? Sure. Why not?
Sure.
Can I tell you about another holiday tradition?
I suppose.
We're going to go to Iceland.
You are?
Yeah, for our story tonight.
Oh. Like for your family?
Yes, I'm just gonna drop that little nugget here.
I was very surprised.
No,
like you hadn't told us this
tonight
before.
We are going on a little trip through our minds to Iceland.
Oh, okay, thank you for clarifying.
See what their holiday traditions are there.
Okay.
And this is called the story of the Yule Lads.
Yule Lads.
The Yule Lads. And I have a PowerPoint for you.
She does.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, love Linda.
I love the Christmas colors.
Thank you.
They look like little sound waves there.
Okay. I was thinking like Lindsay candles,
singing.
But okay.
Candles? Wish she goes into the red.
Merry Christmas to both of you.
And a Happy New Year.
The Happy New
Most
Year.
Most of it's green, though, so it's fine. I go into the red a lot. It's fine.
Okay. We are in Iceland. I'm sorry. I feel like I had like a piece of skin on me.
You have a lot of pieces of skin on you.
Have like a skin plague.
You're full of skin.
All right. So
you are skin.
So in Iceland, in the 13 days leading up to Christmas, there are 13 trolls who cause mayhem.
Oh,
they sound cute. Fun.
They had very excited reactions. So the days of December 11th through the 24th are mayhem. And this is an extra Christmas present to you guys. I'm going to try to pronounce these Icelandic names.
You don't have to get me a gift this year.
Merry Christmas to us.
I watched this woman, and she's American, and she married someone from Iceland and now lives there. And so she was like doing a story on this and pronounced the names beautifully. And I was like,
of course.
How does she do it?
Did you memorize them?
I typed out the pronunciation.
Phonetically.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
This is okay. Effort. I appreciate this.
All right. So the trolls live in a mountainous cave with their parents and their cat.
Aww.
Oh, they're all siblings?
They're all siblings.
Okay.
Yes.
He's got a cat.
So their dad is called Leplui.
Okay.
And his mom is Grilla.
What?
You have to roll the R. Grilla.
That is beautiful.
It looks like Grilla, but they want you to roll the R and you say kind of angry. Yes.
Grilla. Do that and sound angry.
Grilla.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Grilla, she is, I'm going to say that again. I got to roll my R's on. Grilla.
Oh, okay.
That was good.
She's a giantess. Giantess.
Big she's old a giant.
She's not a troll. She's a giant.
Oh.
Okay.
With some big tests.
Giantess. That's what they're called.
Giant testy.
She seeks out naughty children. I'm going to just swerve around that. That's an accident. We're not even looking. Swerve. We're just going around.
Please do.
All right. She seeks out naughty children to add to her stew.
Oh.
Her husband, and this is her third husband, by the way, Lepelui, is crazy. Or not crazy lazy.
So close. Same thing.
He's lazy. And he does not leave the cave. So we don't really need to know too much about him. He's just there.
He looks lazy.
Over the years, the Yule lads have gone through a makeover, and they are depicted much more friendlier now. They're almost kind of like how Santa would look. They're in red and white. They have beards. They smile. All these things. And that was in like the 19th century is when they tried to make them look friendlier. Nowadays, they leave presents on the windowsills, kind of like we do stockings here, and the kids will leave a shoe on their windowsill in the 13 days leading up to Christmas. If they are naughty, they find a potato in their shoe.
Oh,
I like potatoes.
Instead not too
of
like, bad.
Instead of coal, they get a potato.
I mean, I'd enjoy that.
So, like I said, prior to the 19th century, they were depicted as much worse. And I'm saying prior to the 19th century because they were so scary that the Parliament in that century outlawed the use of Grilla as a scare tactic. They were like, don't scare the kids. We're not going to do this. Here, give them a rotten potato instead in their shoe.
Oh, that's pretty bad. We have to intervene.
I thought that was interesting. Okay, so we're going to go to the scary version because that's the more fun version for me. All right, so their mother is one of the most evil figures in Icelandic folklore. She collects kids up in her sack and cooks them up in a stew every winter. There's a lot of sack talk.
Don't talk sack.
I don't like it.
Okay.
All right. She eats children, guys.
That's gross, honestly.
She also has an enormous black cat called the Christmas Cat.
Oh.
Clever. Oh.
But he
is huge.
Evil.
Oh, yeah. Look at those red eyes. Dead giveaway.
Children and humans. But specifically, he will eat children who did not get new clothes for Christmas.
Now, that's just.
What if their parents are poor?
Right.
So a lot of this folklore is used as a lesson, kind of like how even our folklore is, like the boogeyman and all this stuff. So one of these lessons from the Christmas Cat is, you know, make sure that you're getting all your chores done, including all your weaving and sewing for your clothes, so you get new clothes for Christmas.
Okay.
So Iceland is a lot like, kind of like how Alaska is. In the winter, they have 20 hours of darkness and only 4 hours of sunlight. So they have to do all these chores to stock up for winter. So it's like, you better do all this stuff or the trolls are going to get you.
I see.
And we're going to go troll by troll and tell you what you think the lessons are.
I want to know troll by troll.
This is Stekastoy.
Not how I would have pronounced it.
I know. It is the sheep coat clod.
What?
Yes.
Sheep
coat. So he is the first one and he arrives on December 11th. he harasses the sheep across the villages.
Look at those pig legs.
He's got nubbins for legs.
So Icelanders, they would keep their sheep underground in the winter.
Okay.
And they would do this for warmth. And then they said that when they would hear them bleating from underground.
What?
Bleating.
Okay. Oh. That makes more sense.
Not bleeding. I knew what you heard.
How do you hear that?
I did the same
thing. They're bleating. It was a sign that the troll had found them. Or really, maybe just the sheep didn't like the storms that were happening, or they were underground and they didn't like that.
Lindsay,
discount your own story.
Sorry. Yeah. So he had limited mobility because he had wooden legs.
Oh, he has to like do a giraffe pose.
That is a giraffe pose.
I know.
You guys are making fun of his legs. You weren't even letting me get to it. So they said just the best thing you could do if you heard him was to just wait it out and he would move on eventually to the next town. And he likes to drink milk directly from the sheep.
Oh, no.
Which apparently sheep have udders. I did not know this.
Well, of course
they
do. How
do you milk a sheep?
Where do the baby sheep eat from?
Oh, that's true.
No, but I don't think I have to have drank sheep's milk. That was a mouthful. To know that they have udders.
They do. So that is night one. So
picturing him, that is a nightmare.
He's going after your sheep.
Oh,
I could have not do this picture. It was the most disturbing one, but I had to do it.
Please tell people what we're looking at.
Okay, so first off, this is
Ew. This is bestiality.
And he is Gully Guac. And he comes on December 12th. So he waits until people fall asleep, and then he breaks into the cow shed to steal the milk directly from the cow. And milk, this was important because milk was the most widely used ingredient for a lot of their holiday dishes. So this was a way to ruin their holidays. And this is a picture of someone who was underneath the cow drinking directly from the udders.
Why does he have his hands like that?
Because you got a cow. I don't know.
Gotta hold it still.
That cow's like, God damn it. So let me get this straight. Both trolls so far are stealing milk directly from the udders.
Directly from the udders.
That is the last one that is going after the animals.
I don't know. TBD.
Okay. Yeah, we'll post this to socials.
All right.
Oh, this is, I think it's going to be banned for porn.
Stewer, a.k.a. Stubby.
I feel that.
Not pronounced.
December 13th. Stubby steals the household pans. So he's stealing the pots and the pans. And also,
jerk.
Pots and pans are very valuable there because Iceland has no iron reserves or mining industry. So everything is imported. Everything is very expensive. So they were saying a lot of people's most expensive item in their house is their pots and pans.
Oh, what a dick.
Yep. And he's very short and he steals your pots and pans. So better watch out.
Okay, then.
This is the hardest one, I think, for me to say. Okay. There's our licker.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. He is the spoon licker.
Oh, checks out.
And he comes on December 14th. So he breaks.
yeah, it is. With that.
Lick that spoon.
You spoon liquor. It was my Lint liquor commercial.
I got it.
Thank you.
All right, spoon liquor breaks into your home and he will lick the spoons of your household, trying to find something to eat. He's described as extremely thin and almost malnourished.
Yeah, because he eats spoons.
He's just licking spoons.
Because he's starving. And lesson here is, you better clean your dishes and your spoons. Don't leave food on them because spoon licker's going to come get your dishes.
Oh, I imagined him like going to the drawer and licking the clean spoons too.
No, he's getting the dirty spoons that have been left out.
Okay.
Like Hang in on. Your pots and pans.
What was the lesson from the cow udder sucker?
Guard your animals, basically.
Milk your own cows.
Milk your cow.
Or I'll do it for you.
Patasgvil.
Okay, yeah.
And this is Pot Scraper on December 15th. He will break into the home and look for things left behind in pots. So you didn't clean out your pots. He's going to get your sauce, your meat, whatever's left in the pots. He's going to get it.
He's going to get your sauce.
How's that a bad thing?
And honestly, I relate with him. He's just going for the leftovers. If you leave leftovers, you're going to eat it. I'm going to eat it.
Huh.
You would go into somebody's house and eat the crispy,
I'd eat my own leftovers.
Crumblies in their pan.
I'd eat my own leftovers.
Gross. Off their plate?
I'm not going to break into people's homes, but like the leftover troll, yes.
You're the leftover
troll. I'm the leftover troll.
Lunch troll.
That's your name.
Lunch troll.
So the lesson here is don't waste your food because every food that they made, they had to reserve for the cold winter months. So
okay,
take care of your leftovers, people.
Makes sense.
All right. Next one. Ask us later.
Okay, these trolls really have an obsession with dishes.
Ass liquor?
Ask us liquor. There's a K there.
Yeah, ask.
And he is a bowl licker. So on December 16th, the next day.
Well, licking going on.
Bet you can't guess what he does.
Licks bowls.
So he
hopefully not this
takes
cat.
It a step further. He gets underneath the kids' beds.
No, the cat's like, what?
And when the kids are eating happening? Food in their beds like they're not supposed to be, they put their dishes down on the floor. Oh. He creeps out from under the bed and takes the bowl and eats it.
You know, honestly, not the bowl, but. We should have this in America. These are all really good lessons.
He is their monster under their bed. And the lesson is don't eat in bed.
But all he does is eat your food from your bowls.
He's going to lick your bowls.
He's underneath your bed.
Okay, that is creepy.
Waiting for your dirty dishes.
I still don't understand how him cleaning my dishes with his tongue is a bad thing.
Here's the thing, because you might think that they're clean and put more stuff in it, but really you're just
they got germs.
But if you put it back on the floor, you'd lickers, probably know and pick it back germs. Up. I mean, it would be even more of a dick move if he licked the bowls and then put it in back in the pantry like it was clean.
All right, I want Herres Les Killer.
Okay, now let's compare. There's so many extra.
Yeah, 8 out of 10.
Thank you.
That was pretty good. Yes,
thank you. So he comes on December 17th and he is the door slammer. He's the most obnoxious one.
Don't leave your doors open or they're going to be slammed.
That would be loud.
He sneaks from home to home when you're sleeping, breaks in, and slams as many doors as he can to wake you up.
That is annoying.
So the winds are pretty rough here in Iceland in the winter, and they were saying doors slam all the time if you don't latch them properly. So
it's him.
It is. They're telling kids this troll is going to come slam your door if you don't latch it.
I forgot he was a troll. He's kind of like big.
I know. Some of them are big. Some of them are small.
Yeah.
You know, they vary in size. They're brothers.
Okay. I get that.
All right. December 18th, we're having Skirgimmer.
That hand. What is he getting a handful of?
That is called Skir. And Skyr is a yogurt. No, it's a yogurt-like substance that is very popular in Iceland, and it's very popular at Christmas time. It's a dairy product. It's one of their delicacies.
Probably from sheep's milk.
So the best way that I heard it compared to what we eat here is it's like yogurt. It's a yogurt kind of substance.
Okay.
Okay. So it is especially used in many dishes. So he is the Skyr gobbler.
Oh, that's funny.
And he loves it. So he's going to come to your house. He's going to eat it.
Gobble up your skyr.
People got to keep watch over their foods.
Gobble it, swallow it.
Gobble that skeet.
Skyr.
Skeet. Oh, skeet, skeet.
I don't want to tell you to go to the next one when we're leaving it off of here because I already know that this is going to be the worst one for y'all.
I'm ready.
Go.
Oh, no.
Oh.
What? This is the...
What is happening?
Buknakriker? And he is the sausage snatcher?
Yeah, he is.
He's got a whole rope of sausage.
He's gonna snatch that sausage.
Look at him dangling from the roof.
He's collected so many sausages.
I literally put in my notes, please don't laugh at this one.
Sausage necklace.
He likes sausage, okay?
You don't say.
Smoked sausage in Iceland is known as bjúka.
Okay.
And people have to guard it because he was known to break into your home, hide in the rafters up in the roof, and then waits for dinner to be set out before he swoops down and grabs the sausage.
He looks like a sausage snatcher.
He is a sausage grabber. He likes to gobble and swallow the sausages.
With his brother, the skeet snatcher.
Skeer.
Oh, skeet, skeet. The skier.
He keeps correcting me. I know what I'm saying.
The skier drips down the side of him.
I'm purposely calling it the skeet snatcher.
December 20th, we are getting to Glugagegger.
Oh, pervy.
He is the window peeper, and hate he it. Is the creepiest one. So
I mean, that's debatable.
That is creepy.
Like I said, in these winters, there's only about 4 hours of daylight. So he likes to peep in on children's rooms in their windows. And their lesson here is
close your windows.
Stay inside when it's dark outside. And also reminds you that his mother, Gorilla, is looking all over the country to find you. And he is looking for you, too. Kind of like a little like Santa Claus. He sees you when you're sleeping, but it's so weird.
Also, Stranger Danger.
Very much Stranger Danger. Why is he so big compared to the child?
Maybe he took after his mom and he is also a giant.
Maybe. Sure, yes, that's true. Got the fur.
He is a sniffer.
He's the doorway sniffer. He's got a big nose.
Yeah, he does.
On December 21st, he comes to your house and he sniffs, trying to find his favorite foods.
He looks like he can swipe his nose like a credit card.
Yes. This was a very tame version. I saw much more exaggerated nose drawings of him.
She has never heard the rest of the song.
Her face right now. If you quote WAP one more time, I will lose my mind.
It's not our fault that the trolls
are reenacting the whole song.
Resemble WAP.
So his favorite food is called leaf bread, and it is a crispy flatbread that is very popular because they decorate it
with leaves.
And it's not actual leaves, but like how like we do pie crust that can like
got it
look like leaves. That's what it does. And it's baked at Christmas time. All right, next, December 22nd, we are on troll number 12.
Oh, no. Gross.
Get Crooker. And he is the meat hooker.
What?
Sorry, what?
I knew that some of these, I was like, I hope we are very tipsy for this story because this is.
Oh, no.
So what's the most important part of a feast? It's your meat, of course.
The meat is always the most important part.
The star of the show, if you will.
He lurks in the kitchens and he waits for the meat to be placed out on the table.
Can't wait.
So he's hiding in your cabinet. He's underneath the table. He's outside your open window. Who knows where he is?
He's waiting to beat the meat.
And then as soon as the meat, like the turkey, the ham, whatever you want to call it, meat. Is placed on the table, he's going to snatch it with his little hook.
Huh.
All right. Okay. We are on to our last troll.
He's snatching their meat at night.
He is. He waited for them to fall asleep.
They're sleeping.
And he was like, I'm going for it.
Hooking away.
Hooking away. Kurt a sneaker. And he is a candle stealer.
Okay. He sounds cute.
He looks cute.
He looks like the most like what Santa Claus would look like, in my opinion.
Okay.
So he's the last troll brother, and he emerges on Christmas, or on the night before Christmas Eve, technically Christmas Eve. So back then, you know, before electricity, candles were pretty important, right? Needed them to see, them to be able to read the stories that they would read on Christmas Eve to the children. And he would come and he would steal the candles and eat them. So this is back when candles were made of like animal fat and stuff. So they were edible.
Okay.
Before they were made of wax.
Still gross.
Still gross because he's eating fat. But yeah, at least it's not wax. Kids were pretty easy targets, so he would follow them to their bedrooms and rob the candles straight out of their hands and then eat them. And he was one of the most upsetting trolls to children because he approached them. But he was the last, so children could sleep in peace knowing that after him, the rest of the trolls are going back to the cave for the rest of the year.
After they had their candles stolen and eaten in front of them.
So funny enough, now that they have revamped this whole, you know, Yule lads to be friendlier and nicer, he is the last, still, Yule lad to give presents, and he gives candles.
Oh.
So he eats them and then gives them.
Yes, now he's nicer and he doesn't eat them. He gives them. He
makes candles.
Oh, he's giving what he ingested. Yes. And he's formatting.
I am not saying
he's making. Formulating?
Forming? He's just forming.
He's forming new candles.
He's not formatting anything.
Or formulating.
Formatting with his butt.
So I just find this fun because basically every culture, no matter where you go, has a story that's like, hey kids, if you misbehave, you're gonna die.
Yes. Yes, they really do.
This was fun. I agree.
This really was fun.
We all have those stories and it's just like, hey. This evil person's going to eat you.
Gosh, again, we need something like this here in the States to really keep our kids in line. We shall. Ooh, next time we play our story game.
Uh-huh.
We can try that. Create a character.
Make a Christmas character?
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are the Yule lads from Iceland.
Thank you very much.
Those were hilarious.
I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I'm glad. I started to just do a bunch of cryptids for Christmas, and then I got to them, and I was like, there's a lot of them. I could just do a story on them.
Yeah. It was a good one. Success. Never heard of them.
I never have either. And now you guys know the old ads.
Now I know, and my life is complete.
I will never be able to get that utter sucker picture out of my head.
I truly don't think I can post that one.
The PowerPoint is on our joint email account. You can look at it anytime you want.
I think I will.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in this week to our smorgasbord episode for Christmas. You can always find us out.
Find out who we are.
Find me out. Where am I?
Find us out here. How about that?
Yes.
Always. You can always find us at thetipsyghost.com with our socials linked from there, or send us an email at thetipsyghost@gmail.com.
Please give us a 5-star rating and a great review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We really appreciate it, and it really does help.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We'll catch you next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.